Hi everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Carreño, and today I have a guest that you are already familiarized with.
Hi, it's Fernanda. I'm back.
So this episode's gonna be really fun for us and hopefully for you too, because we're gonna be talking about coffee and the coffee shops that we've been to. And if you don't know us, we are the biggest fiends for coffee because we got a coffee before recording about coffee.
Exactly.
So this should be fun. What did you get?
I got a hot caramel latte. That's usually my signature, if not a caramel macchiato or a chai.
I got an iced caramel latte. It's the same thing.
She basically gets the exact same thing. So her rating... Our rating is gonna be more reliable because of her, because she orders the same thing in every single one.
Yeah. Especially when I try a new coffee shop, I always try to order my signature coffee. I always get like the caramel lattes with almond milk just because it's like I can measure it to see how much I liked it.
Yeah. And I get the caramel latte but with regular milk. And usually I've been trying their chais too and their matchas. So it just depends on the day.
I was about to mention that one coffee shop, but you know what? We'll get into it when we start talking about where we went.
Yeah, no.
I also do want to give a heads up. So most of the coffee shops are close to the campus. I think there's like maybe two or three that aren't, and they're more of a like a 20-minute drive close to where we live. But overall, most of them should be close here. And the prices shouldn't be that bad because also we are going like once a week.
Exactly.
So,
and also it's a project that we've been doing. So
literally just for fun.
For fun. Since how long has it been since we've been doing it? We started last semester?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so bad then. How many we've been?
We've been trying to go to new ones this semester because we got tired that we kept going to like the same three.
Yeah, there's the same like our to go to, but usually the ones that we do go are like max a 10-minute drive.
Yeah, from the campus. Yeah. And like to clarify, it's the River Forest campus also. So okay, currently I'm not reading any book just because you know what, the semester's about to end. I did end up finishing the two books that I've been reading since like literally December. And that's April.
Wow.
But I did end up finishing them. Hopefully when the semester ends, I'll start reading Crime and Punishment.
You can start reading it on your way to New York.
Oh yeah.
In the plane.
Because I'm taking a trip, so.
Yes.
Alright, so let's get into the ratings. The way we did it is basically we did it from 1 through 5, but there is one rating with a 0. Because
and there's one with a 6.
Yeah, because we hated it. Okay, one we always go to, so we just thought it deserved a 6. And the one that got a 0, it somehow did worse than a 1. So
also disclaimer: this is opinion based. If I hope that no one takes it on their offense if they know anyone or
we rated like a 0 and you're like, that's my to go.
Yeah, because we have a different. Tally, obviously. And then we also did an Excel sheet. This is how crazy.
Oh yeah, we have a tab.
Yes,
this is coffee shops we already went to, rating 1 through 5, and then coffee shops we haven't gone to together, because mind you, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left that we haven't gone to.
Then we have a go again.
Yeah, and then we have a summer dates, so when we have more time.
And then restaurants.
Okay, anyway. But we're just going to focus on the first two.
Yes. Because, yeah.
So, do you remember when we went to Blackout Baking Co?
This one's in Oak Park.
And we rated it a 0.
Yeah. So, then this one, I remember we were so excited. There was a park nearby. So, what we were going to do is get in and go on a little walk and be all cutesy. until we realized that these sweets were like $6 for a little bite. It was so bad. And then
oh my god,
tell them. Okay, I'll tell them what I got and then you tell them. But I got a chai latte. But it was which one's the one that has like a shot of espresso?
A dirty chai?
Yeah, I got a dirty chai. Let's just say the name said it. It was very dirty, but in the wrong ways. It was so spicy And I love chai, and I don't know why it tasted like pure cinnamon. Yeah. So that was my experience.
So my experience, I got their caramel latte. Well, okay, I'm just gonna say this. I always get their caramel latte. When in doubt, I always got their caramel latte, okay? Like, I think my readings are always gonna be consistent in mm-hmm. the face that, like, I always got the same damn coffee.
Yeah, okay. If it's not caramel latte, it's salted caramel.
Yeah, but, like, it's something with caramel. And I did it on purpose, too, to be, like, consistent on, like, and compare it to, like, other ones that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got that, obviously. It was okay. It was drinkable. And I don't know mm-hmm. if that's good or bad, but, like, I just wouldn't go again because I think the prices were a lot. I wanted to get a brownie, and it was, like, the littlest brownie
it was the in size, the whole wide world. It was like, definitely
it was, like,
2 inches.
Yeah. No, it was maybe, like, 3x3. Mm-hmm. It was so small. And it was, what was it, like, $5? I was like, girl, you're... You know what? I could buy the brownie box.
No,
actually. And make brownies at home and eat one every day.
We should give them to them and be like, can you please sell these?
So we didn't try their pastries. We thought they were too expensive. Maybe if we did try their pastries, we would have had a different rating. But we're rating it based on coffee and not pastries.
Yeah.
So.
And when we left, I tried it and I tried to drink it. And I've never... actually thrown away a coffee.
Yeah.
Or, well, like, a chai or nothing.
Well, anyway.
And we... I threw it away, and I was so sad because I felt like I wasted my money.
Yeah. And then I did end up drinking wine just because it was drinkable.
But yeah.
It wasn't that nice. Also, in hindsight, I mean, the name of the thing is literally baking. Like, it literally has the word baking.
Blackout
in
baking,
it.
So...
Yeah. So, you know, it maybe people would attract them.
But what do you...
But also the pastry, girl, why am I paying, like, $5 for a 3x3 brownie?
Also, you're not gonna get a pastry without a drink to go with it.
Yeah, like, if anything, you get a drink regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But never just the pastry. I don't know.
So what we ended up doing after that, I was going on a walk, and we ended up just going to a restaurant having a full course meal.
But anyways, next. But it's in there. We'll get to it. The next one we have is Wise Cup, and we rated it's a 1.
We've been there. That was last semester or the semester before that?
I think it was semester before that.
So it was our sophomore year. And we tried it.
It was okay.
It was okay. I don't remember it. But
I like their muffins.
Yeah, there's more detail behind it. But basically, rude customer service. But I won't say names.
Yeah. I guess to add to that, it wasn't really like the... It wasn't really the cashiers or, like, the... Mm-mm. Like, it wasn't, like, people that work there, like, the cashier or, like, the baristas. I was like, what do we call them?
Basically.
The baristas. It was more like, I don't want to say it.
We'll
just leave it like that.
We'll be a little mystery.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. mysterious. But, yeah, and then just to get to the, like, actual coffee, I like their muffins.
Mm.
Their coffee's okay. It's not my favorite, though. Oh, but yeah, because we have a coffee right here. Mine's iced, but hers is
so warm. I'm just going to tap it.
But yeah, the coffee was okay. It wasn't my favorite. I'm going to be real. Before we did the rating, I did go back, but I never went back for their coffee. I went back for their muffin. The
So basically, it doesn't count.
Yeah. Anyway, the next one is Vigo. I feel like I'm just saying it wrong. Vigo?
It's V-I-G-O. I don't know what that stands for, but...
We rated it a 2. Do you know why?
I don't remember.
Forget. I think...
Is that the one that's really colorful?
Yeah. But I think we... Well, okay. I rated it a 2 just because I never went back. We went one time, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Our rating is from, like, the coffee, but also if we even remember it.
If it wasn't memorable,
then yeah. It was a bad rating, I feel like.
Yeah. So it was okay. I think what I do remember is that the lady at the cashier was super sweet.
True.
She was like, oh my god, take your time. Is this your first time mm-hmm. here? Like, she was so sweet. But the coffee was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. Like, if you do go, you're not going to be sad. You're not going to throw away your coffee.
I think they also have different foods, no? So,
yeah.
I mean, if you go get your food, then.
Then, yeah. But yeah, we rated it too. The next one was Amelie Coffee Cafe. Sorry.
Is that the one?
That's the one that had the individual crepa. And then we got because we got offered a job there.
Oh, I think that one was a low rating, but I think I did like their coffee.
Yeah.
I think that I just didn't like the serving. Was that the one that I was expecting to have more? And yeah. It was like a little bit?
Yeah.
I think they were advertising their crepas.
Why did we pay $10 for one crepa?
Yeah, it was just a little bit. Maybe the expectations were high, but the coffee I think was good. We just never went back. Yeah. It's actually, I think it's closed.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
And it's by the Green Line, so if you're by the Green Line, go check it out.
But, yeah, it was okay. It wasn't that memorable. It was good, though. You just never went back. I literally went there that one time with you, and I just never went back, so.
Yeah, so that one, that's why we rated what?
A two. Yeah.
Those are the last twos.
Now we're getting into the three section.
So the mid. Mid.
Lea's Coffee. So I actually really do like this place. But they're a French bakery, and obviously, okay, well, it's also in Oak Park. Honestly, if it's not in Oak Park, I'll probably mention this one isn't. But Lea's Coffee, it's in Oak Park. It's not on the main street. I wouldn't say it's hidden, though, but it's not, like, obvious that it's there, but it's really good. They have, like, French baguettes.
But I feel like that one... He's like, I don't remember the coffee.
Oh, girl.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, and then why did we rate it a 3?
The low-key, I'm like, damn, I kind of like this one.
Maybe we can switch it to a 4.
No, literally. Their coffee is strong, though. I think they put 2 shots of espresso.
Those are my people.
No, literally, though. But, yeah. They also, oh my god, actually, we should have given it a 4. Cause why?
Well, you should, we can put it.
Okay. Never mind, this is a 4 now. But they have a reward system.
Oh my god, yes. When everything is a reward, that's why we would go back to one of the ones we're gonna be that are 5s.
Yeah.
Because there's a reward system, and I'm trying to get my free
And meal. You earn points. Yeah. And, like, I already got, like, something free. I don't even know
what
I got.
Oh my god, Betsy.
Dude, that's how much I was going.
That
and I
was so good.
And I would always go and get their, like, French baguette sandwich, right?
They sell food there? We should go back.
What the heck? Okay, we're gonna go back later, but
maybe we can go on Friday or something. Do they sell bagels?
We're recording. I don't think so.
Oh my god.
They probably sell, like, I mean, they sell baguettes.
I love baguettes.
They sell croissants. Which also, my sister's gonna be mad, but it's actually not, it's not pronounced croissants, it's pronounced croissant, okay?
She's oh, my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, like, it's actually croissant, guys.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
I'm saying you're wrong, too. I don't know. But yeah, they have a reward system. Their coffee's strong, but personally, I love strong coffee. So
if it doesn't taste sour, then
I'm no, like, it's really sweet. Yeah. But it's not, that, I don't know. It's a 4. We lied. It's actually a 4. I'm going to change it.
The next one is called The Coffee Shop Oak Park.
We rated it a 3.
We rated that one mid because...
Well...
I think it was good. I just...
It was just to me.
It was like if you make your coffee at home and you just take it to school. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Whenever I taste a coffee that's regular, I'm like, I could have made this at home.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know. Maybe that's how I... That's just bad. Because I think that way. I'm like, I could have done this at home.
Yeah. Also, the coffee... Okay, the coffee shop, Oak Park, the one that we're reading. What I did like was the place. Because inside, they had, like, a little, like... They had a couch, and then I think it was a chessboard and a record player or something.
What? Let me search it up. What?
I don't know, but...
Maybe I have super bad memory.
I remember... We went, we've only been there twice.
We've been there twice?
Yes, because we went once during the summer and then we went.
Oh my god.
After.
It's a 10-minute drive.
Oh, she's pulling it up.
And it's kind of far if you take the bus, but there is a bus to take you there. Wait.
But yeah, it was okay. I just don't think it was that memorable. Also, I don't think it sold food and that's why we didn't like it.
Because I love...
Because we said we're going to eat.
Oh! But
yeah, it does have a... So yeah, it does have a a chessboard. It's cute. I like the place. It was like, yeah, I mean, it was a 3. It wasn't bad. It was good. I just never really went back.
Yeah, that's why we rated it a 3.
The next one is Chicago Waffles. I believe this is also still in Oak Park.
Let me check.
It was also okay.
It is in Oak Park.
Yeah. I remember this place. So it was okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's more of a restaurant though. So it's not a coffee. It wasn't. We should have moved it. But the coffee's like normal, like when you order a coffee.
It's good.
Yeah, but it was good. Ironically, we didn't get any waffles.
Anyways,
but the food was good.
It was very good.
Look, we should go back.
This one I'm actually really down.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a 3. It was good.
Mm-hmm. You guys should go. And yeah. I don't think it was that expensive.
No, I don't think it was. What time it was like 60.
I'm like, oh no.
We're like, okay. Next one is George's Restaurant. We rated it a 3. It's also a restaurant. So.
Okay, next one then. Because that's so bad. We have so many still. Oh my god.
But yeah, it was also 3. It was good. The food was good. I've been there like 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we also
oh my god. Okay. Of course we did. Anyway.
Our last 3 is Fantasia Cafe.
This one isn't in Oak Park. So this one is in Cicero. They're in like a small shop.
It's on Cermak.
Yeah. It's like a small owned one.
New. If you guys know what Dulce Mami is, it's probably like a mini version of that, I feel like.
Elaborate with the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, it's really cool. And we should do this. We should go back and do this. But you can make your bouquet or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really cute. And then I was looking and there was these sets where you can buy a coffee and flowers. And they put it in a box.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, and so like that's a gift.
Mm-hmm. For Mother's Day or something, also.
Oh,
or like,
real cute. But how about I do that?
No, seriously, that's so cute.
But yeah, what I really like about that place is the cold one.
I think you want to rate it higher, right? But I said no because I didn't like the coffee that I got. But it was too sweet. So, but it was also strawberry something, so it was my fault. I should have probably gotten the caramel.
So I did get the caramel.
Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah, it was good though. I think they prefer cash though. So if you do go, I would go with cash because I'm pretty sure they prefer cash over the card. Or maybe I'm lying, so you should double check.
She's laughing.
I'm like, or maybe I'm lying.
It's only card.
It's the other way. But I think they do prefer cash. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
3.
I also got an avocado toast. You got a bagel, no?
Yeah.
And it was good.
I wasn't even hungry.
You were like...
And I was like, what?
Anyways.
Alright, so now we're going into the sections of 4s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have Split Milk. So I actually really like this place. And ever since we went once, we keep going back.
Dude, I low-key feel like I have such bad memory.
Okay. Oh, Betsy, yeah, she's like looking
Betsy up. Literally can tell me like what I ordered the day, what I was wearing that day. Like, and I'm like, what
this
is that?
This is the one that had an outside little place.
Are you serious?
Yes, it had an outside. If we kept walking straight, they had like a little patio in the back. And then...
Oh, it's the one by the green light?
Yeah,
that one is so cute.
See, now you remember.
Yeah, we have been there
a couple times.
It's hidden, and I don't know, we've never even passed through it.
The only reason we saw it was because I think we drove past it, and then later on we looked up coffee shops to go to so that we could figure out which ones we hadn't been to, and we saw it.
I think it's because they advertised the actual bakery. I think that one was... better, like their pricing. There were some things that were like $3.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Not like them, like, oh my god, I got traumatized with that one. I was like, why?
It's our biggest, like,
oh. I was like, what was I bought a buy brownie that was like 3x3.
Mm-mm.
The smallest. Anyway. Split Milk. I love it. I like the vibes. It's really nice.
Yeah.
The prices are like good.
I think they were normal. I mean, yeah. At the end, we'll probably say, like, what's the average that we spend. But for now, we can keep reading.
Yeah, but yeah, I really like this one.
If you guys go, it's also kind. It's how she said it's hidden. So if you like something kind of low key, and also today it's snowing for some reason. I don't know why, but it's gonna get nicer out, and it's gonna be cute if you're in the patio and stuff.
Oh yeah, you should go back with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Alright. The Daily Bagel.
Oh yeah.
So it's a 4, but we have a backstory with this, and low key, I think it's our fault also.
Like, I think this is our fault.
So
this is the reason why I never ordered a caramel macchiato in any other restaurant.
That's because we're dumb.
Yeah, we're dumb.
So the Daily Bagel, as you can obviously tell, they sell bagels. Their emphasis is on bagels. Mm-hmm. I've heard that their lattes are good. We've never actually ordered a coffee ever since. because we were a little scared. But I'm pretty sure it's good because I've heard that it's good from other people. Mm-hmm. Their bagels are amazing.
Yes, that's why we rated it a 4, because
we literally go back for
it. So good.
Yeah, it's so good. And they're like not like traditional. Because you know, like traditional bagels are, it's just, I feel like it's just kind of like cream cheese, and like maybe like the bread is like a raisin bagel or like blueberry.
Yeah, I think there was one with like pepperoni. No,
yeah,
like, there's like different types.
The one that I always get is the one that has like apple slices inside the bagel, like a sandwich. It's so good. I don't know what it's called, but it has apple.
What?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm gonna tell them the thanks.
Okay, so basically that day was before, we obviously work at the newspaper, so we went before our production day. Right?
Yeah.
And then...
Oh my god.
Well, we basically did. It was so packed that day. So I was already stressing because I felt like I had to order something fast.
And we were going
to
be late.
And then it said on the menu that there was one called cortado.
Oh my god. And then I was with a guy at the time, and mm-hmm. I ended up calling him or texting him.
He was
a barista.
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, what does this mean?
And he's like, it's...
And he lied to me.
Yeah.
This dumbass lied to me. I was like, bro, I'm praying on my downfall.
He was like, oh, it's like a caramel latte. It's 2 shots of espresso. And I was like, oh, perfect. No, not perfect, guys. Like, oh my god, it was the most horrendous thing.
It's like a latte. They're like, dumbass, it doesn't have milk. I was so mad.
It was...
Oh my god.
Oh my god. The squiggly lines of the text. Sorry. Anyways, so it was like, I'm not even joking. Like, when you, the little cups where you rinse your mouth after you, like, it's so small, like a shot glass. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, in my head, I was like, wait, what are they trying to tell me? Like, I did not order the small. I think we even ordered, like, regular.
Yeah.
And it was, I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's, like, smaller. We left. And then we were walking, and I tasted it, and I physically gagged, and I was like, I can't drink this.
And
I,
you know what? It wasn't because someone told us, like, maybe you're just not into strong coffee.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've drank black coffee, and it's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think the actual coffee,
like,
was expired, or I don't know if that even makes sense. Quote me on this, because I've had black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 2 shots of espresso.
Yeah.
Just like that. Don't ask me, but I literally had that, and this one tasted purely disgusting.
It tasted quemado, so like burnt, and I feel like it's because when you're in the espresso machine, okay, mind you, I don't own one, but in the espresso machine, there's like, you know where you put it, there's a noise that it makes if you don't do it right. I don't know, I didn't pay attention. I feel like they, like in the process that they were doing it, they just let the coffee burn.
I think,
I don't know.
They were very busy.
Yeah.
I give props to them for obviously...
Because they also gave us the food really, really fast.
Yes.
Like, actually, like, relatively
so
fast.
So, maybe it's not the actual coffee. We need to go back.
And get, like, an actual latte. Because also, we ordered... I don't know if we ended up... If we ordered either... I think you did order the cortado, but I ended up ordering the macchiato. But it was the traditional macchiato, so no milk. But
it was,
I didn't know that because I didn't ask. And
exactly.
Then I even asked the guy that I was talking to, like, hey, what does this mean? And he didn't...
It was just
it was just a lot, and and then we went to Dunkin'.
So, and when in doubt, go to Dunkin'. But
also don't go to Dunkin'.
But
we're giving you a bunch of coffee shops right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah.
But if you like bagels, go there.
Yeah. And then we need to go back to try their actual latte.
Yeah, we'll try their... I think that's when you were like, let me just stick with caramel latte.
Yeah, because I was like, what am I...
Because we should have put this at the beginning. Because that was, like, one of the first times we started going to coffee mm-hmm. shops around River Forest and, like, Oak Park. So, yeah.
Next, on a similar theme.
The Great American Bagel.
It's also a 4. I love it.
Why did we put it a 4 and not a 5? Because of the coffee?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not really a coffee. See, this is where we get into a problem. But it's not really, like, a coffee shop. But we have tried their coffee, and it's good.
It's pretty mid, yeah.
Yeah, but we mostly go for the bagels, mm-hmm. obviously. It's in the name.
It's
so good. Also, I was planning on going Friday.
I need to stop going every Friday, but that's for another time.
You go every Friday, and you don't buy me a bagel?
I bought you one last time.
Yeah, one time.
You freaking...
This is week 14.
13? Next question.
Anyway,
before this turns into Betsy and Fernanda,
box it out in the studio.
Oh my god. Oh god. Okay.
Next, Sugar Mill Cafe. Do you remember this one?
Yeah.
The one that we went to with Jillian, our social media manager. It had like a little phone thing.
Yes, that one's very cute.
It's basically, if you've ever been in Dulce Mami, it's basically that.
Yes.
Like, it's literally that.
I don't know. I thought it was when I saw it. And I was like, oh, wait, it's a different name. So who copied who? Just kidding.
For instigators?
I'm like, who copied who and what is it? But
it's really yummy.
Why did we rate it a 4?
We don't really go there as much, but it's really cute. I've been there, like, I think a couple times already. And it's really... The food is good. The people are really nice there. The place is really cute. Coffees are also good.
Maybe we can rate that a 5.
I feel like we've only tried it for there, though. We've never given it to go. So I think if you do go, just to get the full experience, like, eat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it to go.
Yeah, did I get the chai? I think I did, and it was good.
Yeah, but yeah, it's good, so 4.
And I also got a croissant.
Oh, yeah,
it was so yummy, and it was so cheap.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The prices are yummy. Prices are great.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Actually, I also got a croissant thing just because I saw you, and then I was like, wait, I want one.
And then I was so scared to tell the lady there, I was like, can you heat this up? And she was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry.
She was so sweet about it.
I know. I got scared. Oh, no.
Anyway. Next, we have Whirlwind. Okay. So, next we have Whirlwind. We rated it a 4. Do you remember which one this is? Okay. So, she does it. So, this one is the one where we were going to park somewhere where we were not supposed to park, and we basically ended up moving, and we parked somewhere else where we were able to park. We sat by like a windowsill, like
you
remember now?
Yeah. Why did we rate that a 4?
We liked it.
We did?
Girl. We rated it as we were in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got my caramel latte.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good.
Did we get anything else? No, right?
No.
It was good.
I would go back. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would probably take it to go, though. The space was limited. Like, there wasn't a lot of seats.
Yeah, and there was a lot more seats for the employees, which I thought was nice. But also, can I not sit there yet?
But also, anyways. But yeah, it was a 4. It was good.
Period.
It's nice. Alright, so now we have one 4.5, and it's Kirby Coffee.
That one is so good.
I love their matcha from there.
It's so good.
Their matcha is really good there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, their coffee is also good.
Yeah.
Their bagels are good. The people working there are good. Because everything about
it is great.
I'm like, it's great.
It's great. I love it there. Oh my god. No, but it is really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
So that one is... That
4.5.
One's, yeah. That one's really good.
All right. This is personally my favorite coffee shop.
Yes, so we're moving on to the R5s.
Yeah, and I'm being really honest, out of this whole list, this is probably my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like I know the owner.
Us being there Sunday.
Us literally going yesterday.
I know. I'm like,
but
really, that's our favorite?
Yeah. Well, it's my favorite. I go there a lot.
Yeah. I think my favorite probably has to be Fairgrounds.
We haven't even talked about that one.
Which is one to come. Or... Addie's. They're both really good.
I love Addie's Cafe so much.
Yeah,
I wrote a paper about it.
Oh, God.
It's an Oak. And I got an A. So, you know what?
It's in Oak Park, no? Like,
yeah.
On Oak Park actual street.
Yeah, I think it takes you, like, 10 or 15 minutes.
That one is a bit further because it's by the 290.
Yeah. It's always busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wrote a paper about it, so you have to know. But yeah, I gave it a 5. If I could go there every day, I would. There was actually a point in time where I didn't have a car. No, like, listen to me.
Oh my God.
I didn't have a car. So I kid you not. My parents had to drive me to school because I didn't have a car, right? And I literally begged them to take me there, and I would buy them their coffee so that they would take me there. Because that's how obsessed I was with their coffee.
Oh my
and
God.
They got to the point where I literally had dreams of being in the coffee shop.
That's next level, bro. I'm done.
I kid you not, I had dreams that I was drinking coffee in Ice Cafe.
I can't. That's so funny.
So that's how much I love this coffee.
I remember we went... And I got... Did we get the waffles?
Oh, I always get the waffles.
And they were so good.
Oh, my God. I always get the salted... I always get the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
But it got to the point, like, mm-hmm. the owner, like, knows that I'm a customer. So
oh, God.
She already knows what I ordered.
That's so bad. How many times have you been there, for real?
I don't know.
I've been there so bad, many times. Betsy.
Like,
yeah. They should have a damn account for you.
At this point, I'm gonna start a put it on my tab.
Literally, oh God!
Yeah, I love Addie's Cafe.
It's really good.
Yeah, we started going there.
It's
literally like our first year.
Yeah, I think we went there for a production day. We've been there.
And I knew I knew about it before, like years ago.
You also can't miss it if you're on Oprah.
Yeah.
It's like on a corner.
It's on a corner. Big. But before it wasn't on that corner. It was it was across the street toward the middle.
What?
In the same know. Yeah. It was across the street toward the middle. And my mom told me to go there years ago. But I never went.
You see? She was putting
me on. She was putting me on. I should have gone.
Oh,
and then
my
like
God.
Years later they moved to the corner. But anyway, I love Addie's Cafe. Give me that t-shirt right now.
Oh, God.
Moving on.
Oh, my God. Our time is, like,
crazy.
About to be 80
oh
minutes.
My God. Anyway. We have Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds is my favorite. I rated it a 5.
That one's also really good.
It's so good. We get the breakfast bagel every time we go, so good that I want to throw up. That's how good it is.
The people that work there are mm-hmm. so sweet. They always compliment me. I always feel so special when I walk in.
You're like baby girl. And it's also on a corner.
I think it's
by OPRF, no? It's like a block away.
I think so.
It's so good.
I love their coffee. I got there for Valentine's Day. They had the heart candy.
Oh, latte. Yeah, and it was cute.
So yummy. And it was so good.
Yeah, that was good. I also get their matcha... And we tried something else that was holiday, but it was cute. That
it's really
thing.
Good, yeah. Totally recommend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5. We go there a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary.
That's the one that has the rewards. And
oh, that one,
It's bad. When coffee shops have rewards, I have to go back.
Yeah. But you know which other coffee shop also has rewards? Courageous Bakery.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no, girl.
I'm
the
scared.
Amount of rewards I've gotten
That's
in
so
that
bad.
Bakery.
You see, this is why we started doing the Excel sheet, because we would go to Addie's Fairgrounds and Courageous for on repeat.
Literally.
So we were like, okay, we need to like see what's around, because we can't be that comfortable with three coffee shops.
But then when in doubt,
go there.
Just when in doubt, specifically go to Addie's.
They're in the same block.
They are.
So go to both. No? In the same day.
But yeah, Courageous Bakery. Also a 5.
Yes, and it says it by their name. Their bakery is so good, but also their coffee is so good.
Also, they've been in like 3 different shows, I think. But
really?
Yes, but I know for sure, 100%, they were on Cupcake Wars. And me and my sister used to be obsessed.
What? I need to watch it now.
But yeah, they were in an episode there, so yeah, it's really good. And also, if you didn't know, Dominican ethnicity gets their, like, they hire Courageous Bakery, so they bring the bus over here and give us cupcakes. So you've already probably tried their cupcakes.
I didn't Dominican. Know that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did.
Oh, anyways.
But yeah, it's really good. I love their coffee too. It's really
so
good.
And
yeah.
It's also very big, so you can
they have a lot of space. Time. Yeah. And then they also opened like a little ice cream thing.
Really?
For the summer. I haven't tried it though. They opened it last summer, but
what? We have to go.
I know, I'm down. Okay. Oh anyway. Egg Harbor. Do you remember this?
Egg Harbor.
It's a restaurant.
It's so good. Let's do a thing where you tell me how many times I say it's so good.
You take a shot every time we say it's
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, make this a drinking game, and if I say, wait, I don't remember.
If you can't drink, make it a hydrating.
Oh, yeah.
A water one.
Please, yeah. Don't drink.
Drink water.
Anyways, it's so good. That's the one that we went to after, huh?
Yeah, after we crashed out at Blackout Coffee.
Yeah, crashed out for the wrong reason.
We blacked out at Blackout Baking Co. because
it was
so
bad.
So then we walked and went to Egg Harbor and got a full course meal.
What did I get? I think I don't know what I got, but it was so good.
It was so good. And the prices were like good.
Yeah, nothing was.
It was really yummy. The inside was. I just loved it. It was so good. How many times can we say that?
We're basically going to go there again.
All right. U3 Coffee. We rated it a 5 because it was also really good.
That one is so good. Oh my God. But their matcha, I've never had pistachio matcha.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a holiday drink for St. Patrick's Day, but it was so good that I told Betsy, and then it was so good.
It was so good.
Oh, my God. This is a anyway, so... It was just that girl. And then they have a rooftop in the summer. And I'm like, we have to go again.
Yeah.
So.
Because it was so good.
It was so good. So we need to go again. And did we get anything food related?
I don't think we did.
I don't know.
The coffee was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But.
It was so good.
I'm going to start saying a different word. It was really delicious.
Oh, no.
Delicioso. It had tones. It had hints of. I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
But it was,
I think they make their own coffee because the back is like they have their big like coffee thing, no?
Yeah, did you see an espresso? I don't know what it was. I think they ground the beans. I don't know. You know what? You should do more research about it. But oh, also they gave us a free sticker.
Yes, I have that in my car.
Yeah,
it's really cute.
It's like United by Coffee or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So you should go. 5. So now we have one rating of 6.
But this one is like...
This is just personal. This is just us being biased. It's insincere. Yeah. It's not...
You gotta go to my hood.
All right. But it's Dulce Mami. You can never go wrong. I'm sorry, but you can never go wrong.
Basically, Dulce Mami has the exact same taste every single time you go. The actual coffee, the... What is it called? The... Café de casa, or what is it called?
Mm-hmm.
Is really good. And I got it and I only drank it like black.
They have cold foam. Mm-hmm. And it's also good.
Their chai is delicious.
The frappes are insane. They put a bunch of toppings in there. It's great.
Yeah. And then there's also 3 locations now. There's one in Cicero by actual Cicero.
I actually think they have more now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I went to the one for my birthday in LaGrange and it's so cute.
Because there's one... By one of my friend's house, and me and her.
Really?
Me and her. It's like a 2-minute drive from her house.
Oh my God!
And it's not near us. So then we and her go all the time.
Oh no!
So when I tell you that I'm in Dulce Mami,
that's
in all 3 locations.
Basically, my addiction started in Dulce Mami I was younger, but
with my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember senior year, I would get a chai and a. Oh my
senior
God.
Year, you
the
and
cookies,
I would
the cookies.
Oh, the brownies too.
Yeah.
Basically, you have to go. And we rated it a 6 because we go, if I'm not exaggerating, I probably go like maybe like 2 or 3 times a month. Dulce Mami took my money and so did Addie's Cafe.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie though, Dulce Mami is really expensive.
Yeah,
and I never realized because until I'm like, wait, why is it if because a drink is already a signature drink, whatever drink you get, so it's like $10, no?
It's like 7.
It's a lot of money, though. Yeah. But if you want to go for a cute date, you can. And I know that they actually reserve seats now.
Yeah.
So if you want to do a little cutesy date. I saw this lady, like, that there was, like, a little guy playing the guitar last time on 35th.
What the heck?
And he was, like, next to the... It was really cute. Oh, so I think you can reserve your spot and all that. If you want to go for a date.
Yeah. They also have outside seating. In, mm-hmm. I think, two other locations.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, that's our list.
Yeah. So, in total, we have 21.
Yeah.
21 coffee shops we've been to. Most of them we've repeated.
Most of them. And about half of them.
Oh my god, our thing is so long. Anyways, so yeah, that's our addiction.
Yeah, we usually spend roughly like $10 to $15, depending if we got like a pastry or not. Yeah. If we didn't get a pastry, we usually spend maybe like $7.
I think that it's from like anywhere from $7 to like $10. If you get something like signature or you add something, because I know if I add like cold foam or something, it's going to be more.
Yeah.
Or I know they charge you more for your almond milk, which is so dumb.
Which is dumb because I'm like, those intolerant. Like, exactly. What do you want me to do, die?
Exactly.
We should start crying. Every single
I'm
one
like, what do you mean? But yeah, I hope this helps because
it helped us.
Yeah. You don't have to. We did this so that you guys
can do it for free.
Exactly.
Without all the work. Now you know where to go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Story of my life. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so addicted.
It started when I was young, to be honest.
Yeah, but if you're a coffee lover, please go to these places. The ones that we rated from 3 and up. Don't really go to the 2.
No, or,
really
go to the other ones.
Yeah.
But 3 and up, you should go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Look at our paper. Go to our socials. Go to our online.
Yeah.
If you have story ideas. If you want to be on the podcast and talk about coffee, let me know.
Of course.
If
you want to go get coffee, let me know.
Also let me know. If you want to buy me a coffee.
Exactly.
Let me know.
You know where our office is.
Oh my god.
We get a whole chug of coffee. Anyways. It was nice talking to you guys.
Thank you for being here.
Of course, baby girl.
Oh. All right. Thank you for listening and have a good rest of your semester and summer.
Yeah,
and if you don't... Because they won't see you till the fall.
Exactly. And if you don't drink coffee, you should start.
Or be like Angel and drink and smoothies.
And be Bella Hadid and drink your smoothies. Most of these places do have smoothies, so...
Yeah. Addie's Cafe, you know, has smoothies, so if you want to go...
Get out. Like, please pause this. Bye.
Bye.